Okay, our conversation continues this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, where we are visiting with Brian Jones from CBS Sports. He is getting you set and ready for the legendary matchup, one of the greatest rivalries in all of college football, OU Texas or Texas OU. You know, I have to wonder what's going through the Longhorn, the fan base right now. Yeah, it's a one-point win. It counts. You know, you guys are undefeated in the Big 12 Conference right now, but I know these Longhorn fans, they're not satisfied. I mean, not to be condescending to our Cyclone fans that listen to our program, but it is Iowa State football.
True, and I've said it since the victory happened. We had to eke out a win versus Iowa State. You got to be kidding me!
Right,
that should not happen. Of course, you go all the way back to the Big Eight days. I hope I'm not aging you too much. When they were the conference,
yeah.
But it is what it is. They got the victory, and as you said, maybe they can build some momentum on that. But this will be a much tougher row to hoe when they go up against Oklahoma, who's shocked a lot of people, I must say, because they pretty much done this under the radar. No one was really focusing on Oklahoma coming into the season. Who's going to be the quarterback? Is it going to be Knight? Is it going to be Bell? It's turned out that Bell is more adept at passing than a lot of us thought, and he's helped leading a pretty good offense here with Clay and other guys who stepped up their game and the defense. I know it hurts to lose Corey Nelson at linebacker, but they have really surprised a lot. Sitting there as a top 10 defense, only allowing about 13 points a game, they really held TCU in check a week ago in the first half, really, allowing a first down. That was amazing. In the second half, of course, TCU got rolling there. So they're coming in with all cylinders firing and looking like a pretty good football team and maybe the class of the Big 12 now.
Well, I was going to say, too, you bring up a number of great points. I think that the Longhorns, they definitely will be taking notes from TCU's defense from last week because they really were able to minimize Oklahoma's quarterback Blake Bell from posting big stats. I mean, the defense was very effective. They prevented him from making huge plays. I know he didn't have a sexy stat line, but he played mistake-free football. They didn't allow him to get off.
That's the though, mistake-free football. And in this game, any rivalry game, who can overcome the mistakes and who can minimize their mistakes? That's going to be the key. And you're going to have the ebbs and flows. Well, usually you do. We haven't had in this matchup because y'all just run away with it. Well, let's see. I give TCU's defense a little bit more credit than I would Texas' defense at this point. Gary Patterson, Dick Bumpus over there, they know how to coach up some defensive guys.
They certainly do. Well, let's talk about the challenges for the Longhorns. Give us the pulse on, okay, when is David Ash? When will he return?
I'm not sure, and I hate to speculate, but his career may be over, suffering concussions at the rate he has this season. That doesn't bode well for the young man. So I'm not sure. They've just got to dance with who brought him and who brought him, as Coach Royal would say back in the day, and worry about that. It's going to be Case McCoy. I can't believe they haven't gotten that Swoops kid any play.
Oh, Tyrone Swoops,
point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll just have to see what the prognosis is for Ash. But right now it's Case McCoy. It's his ship to captain.
Brian Jones with us just a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're so glad you're with us. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And what can you tell us about? I mean, there has been a lot of buzz about that Swoops kid. I understand that he was very impressive in the spring game, made some big plays. Why isn't he getting any reps in?
I have no idea why they have not played the young man. He is an exceptional talent. They liken him to it, Vince Young. So, you know, hopefully we'll get to see him do his thing here pretty soon. Like I said, I thought maybe you wouldn't want to give him a little playing time in case you have to use him in a big moment versus an Oklahoma football team. But they love his arm. They say he has a lot of confidence and moxie for a kid to be so young. I'd love to see him get on the field.
Talk to us about defensively. Obviously, they fired Manny Diaz 24 hours after that 40-21 drubbing by BYU. Obviously, it's not easy playing there on the road. And he was replaced by Greg Robinson. Is he making a difference? Do you see some tangible growth there, Brian?
Well, if you listen to some of the kids, they're saying that his schemes have been simplified. They're pretty simple. And I know Greg Robinson from my days at UCLA. He's a defensive line coach. He's a very intense guy. He's a good coach. When he was there in 04 as the defensive coordinator at Texas, I believe they ranked like in the 20s, maybe 21, 22 in total defense. So he did all right as a DC there during his first stint. And like I said, basically he's trying to simplify things. You don't want him out there thinking too much. But that being said, you can run all the schemes you want. If you don't have the people to execute them, it doesn't matter. And that's just, that has been the problem. You know, so many teams have run the ball on this football squad. It's just been astonishing. Of course, BYU set all types of records on them. Everyone, other than New Mexico State, it seems, has been able to put up big yards on them, and you just got to eliminate that. And maybe they just don't have the horses to do that.
Hey, just a couple more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio with Brian Jones. And I know it's CBS Sports, Brian. You cover so heavily, so closely, the SEC conference. And I know that there's some really compelling matchups. You got Florida, LSU, and Georgia. Missouri, are you kidding me? They're undefeated in the SEC, 5-0. What is going on? It's crazy.
Hey, with Missouri, I think we may have to believe in them. I can see them upsetting Georgia this weekend, especially with all the injuries Georgia has sustained. But everyone is healthy at Missouri now. They're the flip on the flip side of what they were a season ago and what Georgia is now. Franklin is healthy. You've got the running back Josie and Murphy and Hansbrough. They've got a three-headed monster there. They're leading the SEC collectively in rushing or defense, with Sam and Ely and Dolan on that D-line. Those guys are playing exceptionally well. They got an excellent secondary also. So they're clicking right now. And let's see if they can really make some noise in the SEC. Knocking out Vandy, the manner in which they did, that was surprising to me. Vandy is not the Vandy we saw in yesteryears. So this will be a big test and a good test for them, and if they can knock off Georgia, a huge feather in their cap. But I think they're for real. I really do, and I can't wait to see that game.
Okay, 17th-ranked Florida at number 10, LSU. You got Florida's defense, Will Muschamp's defense, and LSU's offense. Those are two of the premier in the SEC conference. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. I like Florida's defense. Man, when they lost,
yes,
they only had six returning starters, and Will Muschamp just coaches those guys up. They fly around. They're very disruptive. Yes, they lost a big cog in the middle of that D-line and Dominic Easley, but they haven't stopped. They're turning the ball over. That was the key in last week's victory versus Arkansas. Offensively, this young man Murphy has really taken to this offense and gives them some elements that they didn't have with Driscoll. And if he can take care of the ball, only one pick thus far, five touchdown passes, I think they can be a little bit more explosive with he and Solomon Patton, number 83, the wide receiver. LSU, their defense is not where we thought, we've been accustomed to seeing them. Right now, they're giving up about 360 yards per game, but versus SEC competition and mainly Aaron Murray, about 450 yards per game. But offensively, the growth of Zach Nettenberger, that goes back to that development we were talking about earlier. I mean, this guy is night and day from what he was a year ago with Cam Cameron coming in, taking over the reins. He made so much money for himself in that loss to Georgia. He was just phenomenal. I think some would say he outplayed Aaron Murray, who had a big game versus LSU. So offensively with Beckham and Landry, wow, the wide receivers they have are just fantastic. This should be a fun football game to watch. I would give LSU the edge, though.
We've covered a lot of ground this weekend on the Big East Sports Show with Brian Jones of CBS Sports. And, Brian, before we let you go, OU, Texas OU, however you want to serve it up, what were your thoughts on the uniforms that they're going to be sporting in Saturday's contest? Come on now. I know.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. What do you mean interesting?
It's very interesting because, Texas definitely doesn't mess with its tradition. And it's interesting that they're going to go this route. And OU hasn't been one to buy into all the different uniforms and helmets either. So be very interesting to watch that.
So are you a traditionalist? You don't like them changing it up during the Red River?
I don't. No, there's certain schools where you just don't mess with that type of stuff. And Texas is one, and Alabama and Penn State. And, the J. just traditionalists. Michigan, yeah, we don't do that stuff.
Well, Brian, I don't know if you looked at the uniforms online, but those special gold edition of those vapor gloves, those are very sweet.
No, the gloves are cool. I did see them online and the gold trim representing the Golden Hat Trophy around the numbers and all that. So, hey, if it helps us win, I'm all for it.
Hey, gold is always a good thing. Listen, Brian, we appreciate you so much joining us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. Tell all of our listeners where they can go and check out your work, too.
Well, I'm on CBS Sports Radio normally Monday through Friday, but during football season, it's going to be Monday, Wednesday, and some Thursdays and some Fridays, and that's CBS Sports Radio, the Mojo Show with myself and Chris Moore. I'm on CBS Sports Network, Inside College Football on Tuesday nights, and I'll be there this Thursday night as well. We've got Air Force San Diego State on our air. Saturdays, I'm on CBS Sports with Tim Brando and another Sooner, Spencer Tillman.
Hey,
we love that. A great time, and we'll be on prior to the LSU-Florida game this weekend and be on at halftime and, of course, post-game. And so that's it. I'm doing a little bit of everything. The more you can do, the longer they let you stay around. So I'm trying to do as much as I can.
Brian, you haven't slowed down at all since your days in Austin. You're still grinding it out each and every day, aren't you?
Hey, as long as it's still fun and doesn't seem like work, I'm going to keep doing it.
There you go. Well, continued success. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon. All of our listeners, they always comment when you're on our program. Thank you, Brian.
You got it. A big shout out to our mutual friends, Opie and Mikey.
Yes, you bet. That, of course, was Brian Jones with CBS Sports getting you ready for the Red River rivalry. And I tell you what, I've been there many times. Always a very special atmosphere at the Cotton Bowl. Texas looking to end their 3-game losing streak to the Sooners. And did you know Oklahoma has averaged 30-point victories over the past 3 years. So Texas looking to break the streak with their backup quarterback, Case McCoy. It'll be very interesting to see how it all plays out. We've got much, much more coming up straight ahead at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are going to completely shift gears. We're going to hoop it up. We're going to talk some NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks. We're headed to Wisconsin. We're going to be visiting with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. Stick around. Much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show.